Hey, howdy and happy day. Let me remind people some things that happened here back in October. It was October 7th, Hamas. They started a war. They had a surprise attack and they entered Israel and they murdered 1,250 people, at least, possibly more. In addition to that, they took upwards to 250 hostages and 120 of those hostages remain. And 40 some odd of that number, it's believed, are dead. So Israel, they retaliated. So they attacked Hamas and they attacked Gaza. And it's been devastating. And people are saying, you shouldn't do that. What should they do? I mean, Hamas didn't just come this time. They've come before and they're going to come again. So you need to go and wipe out Hamas. And Hamas happens to live in Gaza and they happen to be the government there in Gaza. So Israel went in and they blew up Gaza. They say that more than 80% of all the buildings in Gaza have been destroyed. More than 38,000 Palestinians have been killed and in excess of 83,000 Palestinians have been wounded. Terrible numbers. I mean, it's a terrible thing that's going on. We all get it, but people are saying that Israel's at fault. If somebody hits you, you have to hit back. If you don't hit back, they come and they hit you again and again and again. And this has been going on, you know, for a long time. So what's right, what's wrong? I mean, I don't know, but people do need to understand the history of this. What provoked the attack? Israel's not the bad guy here. I mean, they were attacked, and these 1,250 some odd people that were murdered, some of it was pretty ugly. I mean, there are videos with heads being chopped off and other things, and it is what it is. Now, let me tell you about a poll that's going on in the U.S. today. The poll says that almost 70% of all registered voters say that they support a government program that would deport all illegal immigrants. That's a big number. And what percentage of that 70% would support President Trump? Probably a big number also, because Trump is the only one that says, hey, elect me. I'm going to round these people up and I'm going to deport them. He also goes on to say, well, a little P.S. He says, I'm okay with immigrants. I'm okay with that. It's the word illegal that I like so much. You guys fill out the forms and welcome. Love to have you if we need you and if you fill out the forms correctly. You know what? People don't get that either. Maybe dumb is forever. There's so many things that are kind of simple. I've had people tell me, but they're nice people. Jesse James was nice. He was a criminal. Criminals are criminals. I mean, they do criminal acts. They can still be nice people, but fill out the bloody form. I know about this stuff because I did it. It's onerous. I understand, but it is what it is. Development planning departments. In a lot of cities, and I want to talk specifically about the city of Kelowna, British Columbia. I got an email recently from that department from one individual, and it said, this is the bottom of the email, Kelowna is located on the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Indian people. And right away, I was annoyed, and I said, you speak for the entire city? You're saying that the whole city is full of squatters, that nobody owns the land except the Indians because it's unceded? How dare you? Because you're dishonest then. Let's move. You better move. Move quickly because you're on somebody else's land. Squatting isn't nice. It's not even legal. So then I went and looked at other emails from other people and not everybody had it. Some, of course, crazy people that work for the city have he and her and they're gender confused. They don't know what they are. So you had some of that going on. But there was a lot of this unseated. The unseated thing really is wild. It makes me crazy. You're admitting that you don't own where you are. So it's like, if I steal your bicycle and I keep it and I send you an email every day and then on the bottom of my email, I say, by the way, I have your bicycle. I ain't giving it back to you. I'm going to ride it, but it's unseated. You still own it. Talk about insulting me. So you're insulting the Indians every time you send an email like this. If it's unseated, give it back and get off their bloody land or be quiet and stop writing stupid stuff. Now, here's a website. It's a website. There is a website with a land acknowledgement guide in Canada. What? And here's what the Indians say. Every moment spent agonizing over land acknowledgement wording is time that could be used to actually support Indian people. So don't read anything, don't have an opinion, just support us. Don't waste your time trying to decide what's correct, what's right, what's wrong. Just do it because we're special. That is wrong. I mean, who's going to support me? This is craziness. Bah! Bah, 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 bah. Recently, I did a story on Flair Air with regards to a gay pride plane ride. They were doing And quite a few of our viewers have written in with comments and things, which have been kind of interesting. But several of them have also included some pictures, some photos. I just thought I'd share a little humor with you. This comes from other people, and they're flying high, I guess. Anyway, pride in the sky. Now, I have another thing to say. Tony Bernardo, he's the CSSA in Canada, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association big boss. He's a very good friend of mine. Tony and I have been buddies for probably 15 years. He sent me a text a couple of days ago, and he said, I had dinner with Tracy and Larry Gray over at Pierre Poilievre's house in Ottawa, and your name came up, and we talked about you and so on. And Tracy and Larry Gray, Tracy's a member of Parliament, and her and Larry are both also good friends of mine. And while they're talking about me there with the future Prime Minister, I'm hanging out with his wife. She was in Kelowna when I was in Kelowna here recently as well. Good for you guys, and keep having those dinners with him, and I'll be at the next one maybe, because Canada needs help, and I'd vote for a Shetland pony over Trudeau, of course, but this Pierre is stronger and bigger and better than a Shetland pony. He has a lot of good ideas, and he is a conservative, so we're hopeful. Lastly, the silent majority. I've spoken of this often. It's our fault. Everything that's going on in the nation, in US of A, and Canada, and England, it's because we're silent, because we've been polite. Stop being polite. Being polite has kept the right from being right, because the right has been polite. Right, it's time to have confrontations, having enemies isn't so bad. Once you get used to it, it really isn't that bad. I've come to believe that it's good to have enemies, because people, they're your enemies when you don't agree with them, they being liberals. They are how we define ourselves, and we need to work at bringing them over to our side. Fighting them gives us purpose. And let's not fight each other, let's just fight them. And which means we can be nice, we shouldn't fight, but we need to get in there and express ourselves, and maybe we can convert some of them, because we've let them do that to us. Oh, hey, see ya.